In the 149th year, news was brought to Judas and his company that Antiochus Eupator was coming with multitudes against Judea, and with him Lysias, his guardian and chancellor, each having a Greek force of 110,000 infantry, 5,300 cavalry, 22 elephants, and 300 chariots armed with scythes. And Menelaus also joined himself with them, and with great hypocrisy encouraged Antiochus, not for the saving of his country, but because he thought that he would be set over the government. But the King of Kings stirred up the anger of Antiochus against the wicked wretch. When Lysias informed him that this man was the cause of all the evils, the king commanded to bring him to Berea, and to put him to death in the way customary in that place. Now there is in that place a tower that is 50 cubits high, full of ashes, and it had all around it a circular rim sloping steeply on every side into the ashes. Here one who is guilty of sacrilege or notorious for other crimes is pushed down to destruction. By such a fate it happened that the breaker of the Torah, Menelaus, died without obtaining so much as a grave in the earth, and that justly, for inasmuch as he had perpetrated many sins against the altar, whose fire and whose ashes were set apart, he received his death in ashes. Now the king, infuriated in spirit, was coming with intent to inflict on the Jews the very worst of the sufferings that had been done in his father's time. But when Judas heard of these things, he commanded the multitude to call upon Yahuwah day and night, if ever at any other time, so now, to help those who were at the point of being deprived of the Torah, their country, and the set-apart temple, and not to allow the people who had just begun to be revived to fall into the hands of those profane nations. So when they had all done the same thing together, begging the merciful Yahuwah with weeping and fastings and prostration for 3 days without ceasing, Judas exhorted them and commanded they should join him. Having consulted privately with the elders, he resolved that before the king's army entered into Judea and made themselves masters of the city, they should go out and decide the matter by the help of Elohim. And committing the decision to Yahuwah of the world, and exhorting those who were with him to contend nobly, even to death, for laws, temple, city, country, and way of life, he pitched his camp by Modin. He gave out to his men the watchword, "Victory is Elohim's." With a chosen force of the bravest young men, he attacked by the king's pavilion by night, and killed of his army as many as 2,000 men, and brought down the leading elephant with him, who was in the tower on him. At last they filled the army with terror and alarm, and departed with good success. This had been accomplished when the day was just dawning, because of Yahuwah's protection that gave Judas help. But the king, having had a taste of the exceeding boldness of the Jews, made strategic attacks on their positions, and on a strong fortress of the Jews at Bethsura. He advanced, was turned back, failed, and was defeated. Judas sent the things that were necessary to those who were within. But Rhodocus, from the Jewish ranks, made secrets known to the enemy. He was sought out, arrested, and shut up in prison. The king negotiated with them in Bethsura the second time, gave his hand, took theirs, departed, attacked the forces of Judas, was put to the worse, heard that Philip, who had been left as chancellor in Antioch, had become reckless, was confounded, made to the Jews an overture of peace, submitted himself and swore to acknowledge all their rights, came to terms with them and offered sacrifice, honored the sanctuary and the place, showed kindness and graciously received Maccabeus, left Hegemonides governor from Ptolemais, even to the Gerenians, and came to Ptolemais. The men of Ptolemais were displeased at the treaty, for they had exceedingly great indignation against the Jews. They desired to annul the articles of the agreement. Lysias came forward to speak, made the best defense that was possible, persuaded, pacified, gained their goodwill, and departed to Antioch. This was the issue of the attack and departure of the king.